All right, Dan Rooks, thank you very much for joining me now as Patriots defensive lineman Alan Branch. Alan, first of all, thank you for coming on.
No worries. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, appreciate having you. This is your second trip.
Yes.
To the Super Bowl. How's it feel going back a second time around?
Feels pretty good. You know, I think I'm a little bit more excited this time just to do the fact that, you know, I wasn't really starting and I came halfway through the year. The first year we went to the Super Bowl, so I didn't play as much. And I feel like I got my hand a little bit more in the mix. And,
right.
You know, I'm contributing a lot more, so I feel a lot more hands-on with this game coming up, so I'm excited.
Well, there's no question. You've been contributing a lot more. Stopping the run has been a big thing for you.
Yeah.
And how important is it to you that you get in there and do that job?
It's very important. You know, I kind of pride myself on being able to, you know, help the guys make a big wall in front of the running back so he can't get anywhere, you know, without getting tackled, you know, for a minimal game. So when my linebackers are making a lot of tackles or if I get any TFLs, it's a good day for me.
And that wall is big. There's no question about it. And you contribute a lot to sacks. You have a bunch of sacks on the season. Let me see your reach, first of all.
Yeah, it's a good
how much
man.
Does that help you?
It definitely helps a lot. You know, being able to get the guys off me, they can't hold me as easy. You know, I press them out and being able to push them back, it definitely helps us in our, you know, games or being able to just do one-on-one pass rushes.
How hectic has this week been for you? Now, you've been there before, so you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the week been like?
Honestly, it hasn't been too bad right now. You know, had a scramble to figure out who's going to the game for family.
Tickets, of course.
Yeah, everybody and their moms, you know, hitting you up trying to get tickets. Say, hey. But once you tell them how much it costs, you know, normally they're like, never mind. So, honestly, it hasn't been that bad. Just soaking it all in, just enjoying the moment, I guess.
Enjoying the moment. And you're a new dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, dad again, yeah.
Dad again, yeah. I should say, with the newborn.
Mm-hmm.
How special was that?
And it was awesome.
So you got some big responsibilities on your shoulders, especially around Super Bowl time.
Yeah, I definitely do. I got a 9-year-old, 3-year-old, 1-year-old, and a newborn. So I don't want to load the wife up with all the responsibility of 4 kids by herself. So I tend to wake up with the kids at night and try to help. And it kind of sucks because we have, what, we had 3 kids before the baby that was, they were sick. And now they're like on the tail end of being sick. So I think 3 nights we've had all 4 of our kids waking us up.
Oh my goodness.
And one of them was multiple times each kid. So it's been pretty much a grind.
Wow.
Yeah.
I salute your wife.
Oh, salute all the way to her, man. She's doing an unbelievable job.
You have a unique personality and people like your personality. I saw you dancing on the sidelines there. You got some dance moves.
Yeah, you know, honestly, in high school, I was in a breakdancing group. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, there's not much to do in Albuquerque, so play sports or, you know, skateboard or breakdance, and I happen to do them all, so.
You got some rhythm. I saw it.
Yeah, it's a good time, you know. I just try to do some simple moves or just, you know, have a good time. And honestly, I think I was on a big screen when one of the guys on the other team told me I didn't have any moves. I was like, what? So kind of went at him a little bit with a little break dancing, and I guess I was on the big screen for a second. So I didn't even know, but I stopped right in time, I guess.
You can only do that at certain times in the game. Now, when you were going through that dance move,
mm-hmm.
did you know you were going back? What was going through your mind when you were dancing the sideline? Just a good
honestly,
feeling,
right? I dance at all points of the game, even if we're losing sometimes, you know.
What does that do for you?
Just kind of clears my head, you know. Mm. Gets me thinking about right now, you know. I don't want to be thinking about if we're leading or if we're trailing or whatever, you know. I just, you know, if I hear a good song, dance a little bit, go out there and focus on the next play coming up.
One last thing. How special is this football team to you?
Real special. You know, every single one of those guys in the locker room, I don't think I've ever, in my 10 years, you know, been in a locker room where everybody gets along so well, mm-hmm. you know, cares about each other so much, and basically has, like, more so the same mentality and character. You know, there's usually on most teams there's a lot of wild guys mm-hmm. or they're cliquey or something, but everybody on this team, you know, we all hang out, you know, on the field, and you know, some of them go off the field. I got 4 kids, so I can't, so but you know, we all make time and we group chats and always chatting it up, so
you're close.
We're a pretty close group.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, I appreciate
Super 51.
It. Yes, sir.
All right. Alan Branch, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.